As we continue through this Christmas season, we hear today that maybe all too familiar story, at least I hope it's all too familiar, of the Magi coming to adore the Lord. Interestingly enough, we always put three in a stable, but it actually doesn't say whether there was three or not. It just talks about three different gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The prophet Isaiah in the first reading tells us that they all come to you, your sons from afar. The riches of the sea shall be emptied before you, the wealth of nations brought before you. We see this very much fulfilled in the visit of the Magi, for they represent all the Gentiles, all the nations who are not part of Israel, coming and recognizing before the king of Israel, Herod, even recognizes who is in his own land. They recognize that Jesus is the true king of Israel. Rightly then does St. Paul in that letter to Ephesians tell us that the incorporation of the Gentiles into the family of God is in and through Jesus Christ. Christ came not simply to redeem Israel, but to gather all the nations, and thank God, because most of us, if not all of us in this space, are of Gentile birth. I don't know, and I don't see anybody, but you can correct me if I'm wrong after Mass, if you are of Jewish descent. Thank God Christ came to incorporate all the nations represented by these three Magi. And that revelation that began with the Magi is a foreshadowing of that full incorporation that Christ brings about through his death on the cross and his resurrection. We come then to the Gospel from St. Matthew. St. Luke tells us quite a bit about the birth of Christ, but St. Matthew tells us some other things, such as the dream to St. Joseph and the visit of the Magi. And we can see that the Magi are also called wise men. They are, as some believe, to be astronomers, those studying the stars. For it is the Star of Bethlehem. What that actually was scientifically, I'm not even going to go there because it doesn't matter. Whether it was alignment of planets, whatever that star really was, it ultimately pointed them to the Christ. Because these men were seeking the truth through science. And that truth led them to faith and to the discovering of somebody who is more than just human, someone who is also God. For Christ is, as he tells us, the way, the truth, and the life. The fulfillment of our desires. He is the one we are to adore, just as these Magi recognized when they came to the Holy Family. He is the one who has offered gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And in doing so, being recognized as King, God, and a man who will die. Gold for a king. Frankincense for God. The incense that is offered in worship, and myrrh for the death of the man, the God-man. Jesus is our King. He is also our God, and he is man. The one who has suffered and died, that you and I might live, who has come not to redeem us from some worldly power, but from the power of sin and death, foretold through the gifts of these Magi, that gold, that frankincense, and that myrrh. And the Holy Spirit was able to inspire them to give these gifts, expensive gifts, when you think about what they are. Gold, of course, has great value, especially in that time. Frankincense was imported into Israel. It was not natural. Myrrh was considered more valuable than gold. But because these men were open, because they were seeking the truth, they were able to recognize that Jesus is something more. They were able to read in the stars what God was telling the entire world. We know who the truth is. We know who Jesus Christ is. He has come, and He is here, and He will come again. And you and I are called to proclaim this great truth. This is the goal of the new evangelization that the popes have called us to. This is an important element for this year of mercy, which began on the feast of the Immaculate Conception. Because in order for us to be able to evangelize this world, in order for us to be able to preach God's mercy, we have to know and recognize the truth, the person of Jesus Christ. Because mercy is not the acceptance of sin, but the sinner. Mercy is a great gift that balances God's justice. In order for us to understand this great gift, we need to know Him, who is mercy Himself. Because the truth is a person, Jesus Christ, who has handed down to us through the church precepts and teachings for us to guide us in our life, because He is the King, He is God, and He is man. This the Magi recognized. This is whom we are called to recognize. The fullness of truth, whose very teaching is life. Jesus accepted the sinner, just as He accepts you and I and our weaknesses. But He always admonished the sinner never to sin again. And He calls us to the same. To receive His mercy, to receive His grace, to be open to the gifts that He gives us, which are far greater than the gold, the frankincense, or the myrrh, as expensive as those are. And He calls us to do the same. But like the Magi, we must first seek Him, welcome Him, and be open to Him as He is. And this begins when we recognize Jesus in the Eucharist as He gives us His very self. God enters into our very flesh, into our very bodies, into our very souls, to give us the grace to proclaim this great gift, which the Magi recognized.